creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show
with Matt and Mark.
And I'm Joey.
It's a gay podcast from the Queen City.
So I did get myself something a little special, which makes me want to put one of these together for us. Any of you who don't have it already, ladies and gentlemen, go. It's for free right now. Go get the big fatty iPhone app. It's awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's just what he sounds like.
Right. Well, it's his thing. I think we should make a soundboard app for us. Hold on. And the thing is that I think is funny is Kevin and I find that we go around the house and we're like, Kevin, do you want breakfast?
Yes.
And I'll be like, and I went in the bathroom and I went, oh, God, it was a rough one. And I'll be like, Kevin, what, blah, 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 blah. Like, so, let me tell you, I love the Big Fatty app. He has a little soundboard. I have to get our app cleaned up and get some fun shit on there.
Fuck $2.
Yes.
Oh, Big Fatty. He's adorable.
Big Fatty online.
Oh, love him, love him. He's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And right, he's not even fat.
No, he's not. I hate him. Matt, don't give it all away.
Sorry, I apologize.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, love him, love him. He's awesome.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1308. The BFO for Thursday, the 31st of January, 2013. Y'all coming up on today's, say it with me, little show. Y'all, we've got more voice letters, and Big Fatty's got another app for you to download. Yes, Big Fatty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
Samoans, Big Fatty, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, it is the last day of the month of January. And y'all, that's why we have the Bulgarian national anthem. And you know, Stevie B, he likes to lead us in that because y'all, he has said that whenever he hears the Bulgarian national anthem, it just sticks in his head all day long. And he walks around tapping his toe, Big Fatty, tapping his toe to the Bulgarian national anthem. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Joey Bukkake up there from the Trefoils and Cordials. Y'all, he's talking about the BFO app. And y'all, if any of you have a new one of those Android hemorrhoids, y'all go on over there to the BFO app, the app store, the marketplace, or whatever the hell it's called. Y'all download the BFO app. Oh, y'all, that is a garden salad and some jerk chicken wings, Big Fatty. And y'all, go on over there, download it, y'all. There's all kinds of fun stuff on the BFO app, and you can have fun just like that Joey Bukkake did. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. And y'all, I just saw on the TV machine of another new app you might want to pick up. It also is free, and y'all, it makes me kerfuffle because y'all, it is the Girl Scout Cookery Locator, and y'all. evidently, you can search where in your area. Big Fatty, we don't need to find cookeries in your area. Where in your local vicinity there are Girl Scout cookeries for sale. So y'all, if you are a big fan of the Girl Scout cookeries, you know, the Samoans, you know, that's the ones with the coconut on it and the caramel and the chocolate or the sandwich or whatever, y'all buy an extra box for Big Fatty, and but don't send them to Big Fatty. No. Y'all, send them to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. Yes, Big Fatty, maybe they can go out to, Conscience Jemima. What? Conscience Jemima. Y'all, I know what Poodle's talking about. Y'all, I was listening to the Hump Day, little show from, Walnut Hills, and y'all, the Von Yo-Yo-Yo was talking about, Conscience wearing a scarf on his head, because y'all, evidently he's gotten dog poop in his hair or something. I don't know what happened, but the way the Von Yo-Yo was describing it, y'all, it sounded to me like Conscience looked like Aunt Jemima. So y'all, maybe it was Conscience Jemima. I don't know, but anyway, y'all, maybe if you can find a picture of Conscience Jemima and Big Fatty together, you can post it over there at the spot in Big Fatty. That would just be lovely. Yeah, gotcha, y'all. All I got today and tomorrow for Friday to get your entries in to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2013. Y'all, we heard from Eric. Eric up there in the districts of Columbia, he says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I would like to enter the number one fan contest. I should be the number one fan, cause that way I could explain better to people what the hell I am LOLing at when I'm listening to you on my lunch hour." Eric in the districts of Columbia. Eric, that's just lovely. Y'all, we also heard from the Gravitas. He's already sent an entry in, but let's just read this. He said, "Big Fatty, this is not an e-letter for the BFO fan of 2013, since I don't have a chance against Miss Bacon. Is there a number one fan of Poodle McNoodle?" Big Fatty, that's a lovely idea. I nominate myself for that, since we are besties on the Draw Something app. Yes! XOXO Puppet Show Gravitas. Big Fatty, wait, he's not going to be the number one fan if he mentions that damn puppet show. That's all I got to say. Y'all, just remember, the voting thing is to win a cash prize. The voting bacon and voting crazy and all, that's a cash prize, y'all. That doesn't have anything to do with the number one fan. Just send me 25 words or less by Friday to be eligible.
Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, I'm calling cast my vote for the number one fan of the BFO. I'm on the bus right now, so it might be a little bit hard to hear me. I hope it's not. But, you know, I'm all about democracy, and I love what you're doing with that whole, you know, democratic aspect of your show. So I wanted to call and cast my vote for Kim Bieber. I hope she wins, because she's so deserving. I mean, she's such a good candidate, you know, and it would mean so much if she won, because I'd like to hear about her more. So anyway, just wanted to give you a call. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that was the one and only R.C. Martinez. I don't think he identified himself properly when he called. But R.C., y'all, I had a good feeling. I had a good feeling on yesterday's little show that the tide might be turning. And y'all, this is an example. Could it be Miss Bacon has peaked too soon? Big Fatty Vulgar. And anyway, Aussie, and Aussie, again, you're not voting for the number one fan of the BFO. The number one fan of the BFO is anybody who sends Big Fatty an e-letter, 25 words or less, saying why you want to be the number one fan. Y'all, if you send that in, you go in the colostomy bag, and it's a blind draw. Big Fatty is Helen Keller around. So y'all will draw the number one, number two, and number three fan of the BFO. But Miss Bacon's Vote Bacon thing or Vote Beaver thing is y'all just ask for a cash prize. I don't think that has anything to do with spotting Big Fatty. But y'all, Big Fatty, you've got me more confused than when you started.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Boss Boy. I've been ordered to call you and say, vote Bacon. Bye.
Big Fatty, she's giving orders now. What is she, a general or something? I don't know. Well, Boss Boy, it's lovely to hear your voice. You can call. You can call anytime you want. Big Fatty, why don't you order him to call? Boss Boy, I order you to call more often. Yes, Big Fatty, that's the way to do it. That's how you get them.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. I didn't realize we had to vote, so you didn't just never explained it properly. So I'm voting for Hat M because us Mexicans have to stick together. Yes. No Kathy Bacon. She's American. She shouldn't win. Okay, that's my vote. Please register it. Bye.
Big Fatty, you have got the Mexicans confused now also. Scotty, there's no voting. I promise you, there's no voting. Big Fatty, please, Friday cannot get here soon enough.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Romo from Pod Cubs. I've taken a moment out from lurking behind the shadows of your show and decided to ask you a question. But no. Don't start the Ask Big Fatty music, because I'm sure you're probably not going to answer this question. Because of the fact that this question has to do with what I'm hearing everywhere I turn. It's either on the Facebook pages or the Twitters. And I'm hearing it on my show, too, is asking for people to vote for Kathy Bacon. I'm trying to understand what's going on, because every time I turn around, I'm hearing, vote Kathy Bacon, vote Kathy Bacon, vote Kathy Bacon, and it's getting creepy, and it's invading my dreams, and I can't sleep, I can't focus, and I can't even catch up on your show, because it's littered with vote Kathy Bacon. So can you give me some clarification on what the hell that batshit crazy girl's talking about? Thanks, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, am I hearing voices in the background or something? Dear Gussie, Romo, thank you so much for calling and de-lurking and calling in. And Romo, quite frankly, I don't understand it either. All I know is if you want to win a cash prize, you're supposed to say that. So anyway, and it doesn't have anything to do with the number one fan. But Romo, thank you so much for calling. It's just lovely to hear your voice. And Big Fatty, but those other voices in the background were creepy.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Moose. I got a message on Words with Friends saying that if I don't want something other than just Q, X, and Z, I better call you and say, vote Bacon.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Big Fatty, I love the Q and the X and the Z. You get big points for that on the triple letter. It's just lovely. Well, Moose, thank you so much for the call. And, sometimes, as Poodle says, because, Poodle loves the Words with Friends also, and as does Big Fatty. Sometimes it's okay to get the Q's and the X's and the Z's. Big Fatty, speaking of Z's, I may have to go take a little nip a nap.
Big Fatty, it's George in Atlanta. Hope you are doing well. Just wanted to give you a call and let you know we have not been blown away like Dorothy in Kansas. We've survived the storms. And also, vote bacon.
Oh,
thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for calling, George. Y'all, that's George from the balcony boo. George in Atlanta. And y'all, the severe weather is moving towards Charleston. Y'all, we've been breezy here all day today, and we're supposed to be getting some heavy showers. Hump day night, y'all. I've got to head out to the Von's East and get the penny coupon before all of that blows in here. Y'all, speaking of blowing in here, Big Fatty, you're vulgar.
Kathy Bacon is bad shit crazy. I mean, really, really bad shit crazy. And do you want the number one fan of the BFO in 2013 to be bad shit crazy? Join me in voting against Kathy Bacon. This message brought to you by the Impaler for BFO number one fan 2013.
I'm the Impaler, and I approve of this message.
It scares me. I'm going to go to the corner again. I may go over there too. Big Fez Volga. It's just Volga. So, y'all, I just want to say one thing about all the calls and everything. Y'all, I know that there are some that are like, oh, enough of this shit already. But, y'all, I have to say, it really makes me chuckle, okay? And it's all in good fun, and you know, it'll be over tomorrow, and so y'all, you know, just sit back and enjoy the batshit craziness, y'all, because y'all goodness knows there's plenty of it. Big Fatty, Paul sent me something. You know, Paul's always sending me these little stories and all. Y'all, it's a good one for the good guys. A lady says, "Do you drink beer?" And the man says, "Yes." How much a day? Or a six pack? How much per six pack? Oh, about $10. How long have you been drinking? 15 years. So a six pack costs $10, and you have a six pack a day, which puts your spending each month at $300. In 1 year, it would be about $3,600, correct? Yeah, that sounds about right. If in a year you spend $3,600, not accounting for inflation the past 15 years, put your spending at $54,000, correct? Yeah, that sounds correct. Well, do you know that if you hadn't drunk that money, could have been put in a step-up investment savings account, and after accounting for compound interest for the past 15 years, you could have now bought a new Ferrari? Do you drink? No! Where's your fucking Ferrari? Big Freddy, that's a good one! And, y'all, I love that one, because, you know, there are people that say, oh, Big Freddy, why do you have him take so much? Oh, dear Gussie, why do you have him take so much out of your check? You could be getting more every month and save that money. But, y'all, I wouldn't do it. So I just like to get a hunka chunky cash money. Anyway, Big Fatty, I think the batshit craziness is beginning to wear off on you. But anyway, y'all, like I said, I'm heading out to the Von's East here in just a few minutes, and so there may be a coupon. Tamari, but anyway, Joey, when Big Fatty does the coupon segment, how would you describe your feelings about that?
Oh, love him, he's awesome.
Oh, Big Fatty, you've got a fan.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good,
gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.